And Kat, you're on with David Baldacci.
David, how are you?
Hey, Kat, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's so good to talk to you again. I hope that you're staying healthy and well during all this mess.
Yeah, we're trying just like everybody else.
I know it. But in the middle of it, you have got a brand new book. It's Amos Walker's Return and Walk the Wire. That is fabulous. I love that. So tell me more about the history of Amos Decker and how he created this character.
This is the sixth novel with Amos Decker. He's my memory man. He was a football player who suffered a brain trauma on the field. He came out of a coma with his brain rewired and accessed memory capabilities he didn't have before. So he has a condition called hyperthymesia, which means he has perfect recall. He's a detective now, investigated with the FBI. And he's sent to North Dakota, the fracking fields in North Dakota, to a small town that has become a boom town because of the oil and gas there, because a body of a young woman has been discovered, and she's been murdered, but she's also been autopsied even before the police have discovered her. And he travels to North Dakota with his partner, Alex Jameson. And he's curious why they're even there. FBI doesn't investigate local murders. The local cops do that. So they figure out the victim must have something to do with the federal government. And later on, it's revealed what that connection is.
Wow. Okay, I've asked you before, but I think it's just so interesting. What kind of research do you do prior to writing?
So I one thing that led me to North Dakota was that I read a story about this religious sect called the Hutterites, which are in northeastern North Dakota. And they had purchased some land a number of years ago from an Air Force facility, hundreds of acres they needed for more farmland. And it was a sort of a super secret Air Force facility. So I thought, you know, a religious order and an Air Force facility right next to each other is kind of intriguing. So then I'd read a lot about fracking and all that. And the northwestern corner of North Dakota is where the Bakken field, oil shale field is. And that's where all the oil and gas is. Billions of gallons of oil, trillions of cubic feet of natural gas. So I took, you know, the eastern section of North Dakota and plopped it in northwest North Dakota. So that those three elements, fracking, the religious order, and the Air Force facility would be collected into one place. Wow. And that really provided me with a lot of plot developments that I could use in this novel.
Wow, amazing. Well, as a best-selling novelist, you have hundreds of amazing novels. What keeps you inspired to continue writing? I mean, they're all so good.
I think, you know, I'm really obsessed with writing. I can't not do it. I love to think about stories every day. I work on it every day. It's really become a part of my life. And the other part is just, you know, fear that you're not going to be able to do it again. And I think as a writer, if you get cocky and you feel like you know what you're doing, you're going to really fall down as a writer. You're going to start trying to do what you did before, and your books have fallen to formula. So being fearful each time with each novel that you're not going to be able to bring the magic again, I think is a good way to approach it. It makes you work harder.
Well, let's talk for a moment about the Wish You Well Foundation. I love this. I mean, it supports adult and family literacy in the United States. You founded this with your wife. Tell us more about it.
We founded it about 18 years ago, and I know how much books and reading meant to me growing up in Richmond, Virginia. They allowed me to see a part of the world I couldn't physically go to and really changed who I might have become, I think, for the better. So I want to bring that same gift to other people, as many as we can. So we fund literacy organizations, programs across the country. We help organizations teach people how to read at a much higher level and trying to do it at scale to lots of people at the same time. We figure that the more people who can read at a higher level, it means better all around for us, for the rest of the world. And we try to fill up homes with books, too. We have another program called Feeding Body and Mind. We work with Feeding America, which runs the nation's food banks. Mm-hmm. So when I go to book events, my fans donate books, and those are delivered to food banks around the country. And then those people going in seeking food assistance ought to have low literacy skills. Poverty and illiteracy go hand in hand for obvious reasons. And we're trying to fill up homes with books. I've always seen really good results from lots of books being at home, and I've seen bad results from no books being at home. So we want to attack it at that level as well. But at the end of the day, we just want people to read more and to read at a higher level.
Well, I think it's amazing. I mean, it's everything you do, and that, of course, is fabulous. What about seeing your thrillers hit the big screen? I think that must be really exciting.
It is. Yeah, I've had several movies and a television series, and I've got Amos Becker is in development for a television series. And awesome. It's always fun to, you know, see a different version and in a different medium. So I started out in my head and in words on a page, and then to see the characters come to life with actors playing them is always kind of a thrill. Yeah.
Well, what are you working on next? You already started on your new book?
I've got two I'm working on. One is the sequel to Minute to Midnight, the third installment in the Atlee Pine series. And the next one, I spend 1 week working on that, and the next week I shift over to 1949 while I'm writing the sequel to One Good Deed, where I've got my private detective, my Seamus, Aloysius Archer, coming back in a sequel from One Good Deed. So I have my own little time machine. I go from 2020 to 1949 in a flash.
I love it. You can do anything you want. It's amazing. But right now, we want everybody to get Amos Decker returning in Walk the Wire. How can we follow you on social and whatnot?
You know, Facebook. You go to my website at davidbaldacci.com. It has my Facebook handle, Twitter, Instagram, and all the others. So I'm pretty, you know, I'm on there a lot. You'll see a lot of tweets from me and Facebook and lots of information about the books and where you can find me on social media. We're doing some virtual tours on social media, so you can find out where you can tune in for those.
All right. As always, it's a pleasure to speak with you, and stay well, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.